Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to another episode of Heart and Hustle, Visionary Healers, Movers, and Shakers. I am your host, Paulette Ristini. I am your transformational lifestyle coach for creative women, your motivational speaker, your magic maker, your passion instigator. And I love bringing you movers and shakers and people who are creating change in the world. As you know, since this is now my sixth year of this podcast, which is amazing to me. I know, right? It's so exciting. And I've just been able to meet some of the most amazing people and share them with you, which is what my passion is networking and sharing and bringing you people who might be really important for you or inspirational for you. And so today I'm bringing you Ellen Shamilov, and she's here from Florida. Ellen, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And congratulations on the sixth year. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's wild, 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 wild. And just to, think about all the people I've had that privilege and opportunity to interview and meet. It's just so good. And that's just what I live for. I live for bringing community together, bringing people together, bringing you to the world.
You.
Yeah. And so Ellen does a lot of things. And we've been trying to do this for quite some time now. And I'm so glad that you're able to be here with us today, Ellen. So she does. Well, I'm going to let you tell her. I'm going to let Ellen tell you more about what she does. But sound bath practitioner, international speaker, divine healer. I mean, you are just diving in deep, girl. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, my journey has been very, very deep. I look back at the person I was last year and I'm just in awe of who I've become. And each year has been such a shift. But last year in particular was the biggest thing because my husband had taken his life, and that really shifted. It changed my life. It made me the single mother and breadwinner of the house. And I was beside myself because I knew this was a contract because I was out of it, I guess you can say. But at the same time, I also felt like I was just working through another evolutionary stage. And so, I was processing a lot of the sadness that I felt from him 3 months before he did it, but also right after. I feel like a lot of that was me processing his sadness for to know that a person would be this intent to want to take their life, but also knowing that I just kept hearing contract, contract, contract. So I knew that this was something he meant to do or came here to do at a certain point in his life, and that was going to be one of the biggest catalysts for not just me, but for my son, for people around him, people who knew him. It really did sh bring me into more an elevated state because I understood different life lessons from it.
Wow, yes. And to come out of that stronger with more lessons, right?
Yeah, and I'm in a bereavement group for my son, so we have this, the parents all gathering together, and I just witnessed how people for so many years, even after 3, 4, 5 years, are still in that angry state, confused, not understanding it, having a hard time to move on. And it hurts to know that people don't know that there's a better way, and that they're even in loss, that there's a life lesson to be taught and to be learned from that. And that's what I teach about life lessons. And that's, I guess, what helped me more in my own journey to understand what lesson is this particular experience teaching me, because I know that there is one.
Sure, absolutely. So what is it? What is the work that you're doing now? And how does that differ than what you were doing years ago?
Years ago, I started off as an IBS coach because I had healed my IBS through the work that I was doing for myself with emotional clearing. And also, I connected the dots of what life lessons were connected to the different symptoms of IBS. And so I worked through that, and my passion was more in the spirituality realm. But because I was still so afraid of what people would say and how they would look at me, and also hearing the judgments already from my husband's family about it, I was so scared to show that I was going to the woo realm. And so I guess, like, those few years were just me going into this journey to learn more about myself, to heal my inner wounds, to get me at a state where, because I knew what I had, I knew what was coming for me was a very, it was at a high level energetic system, you can say, right? And I knew that in order for me to be able to handle that type of energy, I needed to be at that type of energy. So that was where this work came from. It was me trying to work on my business and get me at a certain place in my life and to reach a certain amount of people. And that work came from working on my inner wounds and just clearing a lot of that stuff.
So did you so and I love talking to people who are like highly sensitive and connected and empathic. And did you always feel that way when you were younger?
Yes. When I was little, I remember that I used to see a spirit. I felt spirits around me. I would go to sleep and I would just look up to my ceiling and I would just start talking to my angels, start talking to God. I would talk to whoever I just felt, and that just seemed to be the normal for me. And I didn't know that that wasn't the normal for everyone. But I
Right.
did know that not seeing spirits or seeing spirits at my age was not something that a lot of people did. And so that I knew I could not share with anyone because I saw one for about 2 weeks. I remember looking in the mirror and seeing this girl behind me turn around, see this girl behind. I was like mortified because I didn't understand why am I seeing this? And I felt the spirits around me with certain instances that had happened in my home back then. And I knew I could not say anything to anybody. So I just locked all that in a closet. And part of me coming back to myself throughout the last few years was really owning my gifts and bringing it back to myself because I knew that there was something there for me.
Wow. I mean, we all have those gifts when we're younger, and then we just like shut them off and I think we're crazy or think we're
Yeah,
making
because
things up or
nobody teaches us that, or taught us it back then. I feel like now it's different, but nobody taught us back then that, we were connected to God and we have these amazing, beautiful gifts that, will start getting active, will already be active for us now. We just need to be able to learn how to use them and know that we're safe and that this is the time for us to be able to activate them so we can be fully online as we get older. But I guess this is just part of the human journey for us to be able to go through all those physical experiences and then finally say, something feels off. I need to change my life. I want to manifest something different. And then they go into that spiritual world.
yeah. So how old were you when you re-recognized or decided that these are my gifts and I'm going to use them?
Oh, that was a few years ago. It was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So, age, how old am I now? It was like maybe 32.
Okay. So
So,
what did you do before that? Just
in terms,
completely ignored that and
I was just living, I can't even tell you. I was just living a 3D life. My husband was my catalyst. So when I met him, when I think it was 29. I think I was 29 when I got married to him. So when I met him, he and I used to have like these conversations about spirituality. He was so much into astrology, and we were both on a holistic path, eating right and stuff like that. So he would introduce me to some shows that, for whatever reason, just brought back all my intuition. Like I just felt like it woke me up. And I was in the shower, I remember one day after watching something with him, and I started getting all this information, and I did not know where it came from. And I thought, this is strange. I shut off the shower. I just started Googling everything to see what I was coming up with, because I didn't understand it. And then I understood that my intuition was becoming stronger, and I was learning to listen. And I feel like from that point until a couple of years ago, it's been this struggle of understanding, is this my ego or is this my higher self? And you know, which one is the right voice, and how do you follow the intuition? And gosh, that journey to be able to get to where I am now, it's just wow. There was a lot of practice.
Wow. And so did you seek out teachers, coaches,
Yes.
courses?
Yes. Well, first of all, one of the things that my husband and I had made a pact on was that we were going to always better ourselves. And so our vacations really were going to emotional healing retreats instead of on the beach. So
I understand.
yeah, that's all we did. Emotional healing retreats, 1 to 2 times a year. And so those were our ways of seeking out like teachers. But we did work with divine healers. We outside of that, we worked with some inner child coaches, something like that. I'm thinking what else. We did Reiki and all that other stuff, you know, but the real work for the coaches and everything happened about 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I hired a coach. I worked with a coach, and then I stopped working with a coach. And then when we moved to Florida, I think about 2 years ago, is when I hired a coach that really elevated me.
Nice, nice. That's so good. That's so good that you actually did that. You know, I mean, so many people would like, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to do anything. Or, you know, or I don't know who to ask for help, so I'm not going to ask for help. And so, okay. So now fast forward to you today. And what would you say? What is it that you do?
I help people understand, and we extract all the limiting belief programs, the emotions, the thought patterns, all of it. We extract all of that. So it's like you are a computer. We take all the old programs, we delete them,
Oh, yay, bam.
and we delete the backup ones. So anything from, in this case, lifetime, different dimensions, whatever it is, all of it is gone. And then we upload new programs that are at the elevated state. So we're at a higher spectrum frequency at this point. And then we're able to actually manifest. So a lot of people are talking about manifesting and being able to create something. And the goal of my program is to help you understand that, number one, manifestation is all about frequency. So if you are vibrating at a certain frequency, but your house, in order for you to be able to have this million-dollar home, right, your house is at a different frequency than where you are. In order for you to get from point A to point B, you need to be at a certain frequency that takes away those programs and those emotions and those beliefs that you may not even be consciously aware of, that is literally holding you back from being able to be at frequency B, for you to be able to see it in your reality.
Nice. And how do you work with people that way? Is it like virtual online, or are you all in person, or?
I do everything online. Right now it's on Zoom. So, if somebody lives next to me, wants to come to my space or something like that, then we can always do that. But everything has been through Zoom. And so,
Thank God for Zoom.
yeah, so my program is a 7-week program. I do break it down if somebody wants to start at phase one, phase two, phase three, but it's a 3-phase, 7-week program where we not only knock out, and it's done on a weekly basis because the whole point is to accelerate, but we not only knock out the emotions and those limiting belief patterns, we get to learn what the life lessons are so that we don't keep on repeating the same karmic cycle that's showing us this particular lesson. And then we also work on the vessel to keep the vessel strong to be able to hold more of your light, which is also part of what the ascension process is about,
Okay.
to hold our light. And we do that by clearing out the chemicals, the toxins, anything that we
And the
have been.
vessel, you're talking about the vessel being your body.
Yes, the body. And then we are going to the third phase where we're actually going to be either activating your gifts or your codes that you came in here with in your soul blueprint, or and or depends on what comes up. We get to upload new programs or new codes that are meant to get you into your next level self. And that's what manifestation is all about, right? Getting to your next level self. So we work with the soul blueprint. The soul blueprint tells me what programs you're running, what belief programs you're running. We work together to see what life lessons you're working with and the emotions that are in your field. And then we go on from there with the toxins and everything else. So it's a really, really, this program was given to me a couple of years ago, and I've just been shocked at the results, because when I first started working with it, I had no idea what I was given. I just remember I was in the shower, all this information started pouring through me again. I ran it, I typed everything out, and then I looked at it and I said, "Wow, I don't know what this is, but I gotta try it on people." So I had some of my friends. I had some of my friends.
Big trust, big intuitive hit there. That's gorgeous. I love that. So, okay. So that's beautiful. So how old is your son?
Now he's six.
Aw, sweet.
Yeah.
So what do you do for yourself? So I always love to talk about what we do, but then I love to talk about the self-care portion.
Self-care, or you mean what I did to heal myself?
What self-care? What do you do? What do you do like daily, weekly, monthly? What's important to you to thrive?
Oh, okay. Well, I go to the gym four to five times a week. I love going to the gym.
Me too, me too.
And the thing is, when I was married to my husband, there was absolutely no self-care. There was absolutely no self-care. And I used to be mad at him for always caring about himself and going to the gym and making time. And I felt like I was the one that had to take care of everything while he
Okay.
was out doing that. And so when he passed away, the only way I knew I could get my mind in the right state of mind to be able to take this on now, was to go to the gym. So
Good.
I,
Okay.
and I've come to actually re really, really enjoy it, especially seeing the transformation within myself. So I absolutely feel like that's very important to have movement of energy in the body.
I love that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I meditate once a day. If I forget to meditate one time, or actually sometimes when my son is home on weekends, it's very hard for me to meditate. So on Mondays is my day to go fully in. So I meditate for like 2 hours. I have to, because it's like, this is my time now. I want to go back in. And I do sometimes psilocybin. So I have some at home, and whenever I feel called, I don't take a microdose. I used to do that. I don't really necessarily like it as much anymore, but I did like it in the beginning because it did make me very present and aware. However, what I do now is take a fuller dose and I go into a journey with my intention of if there's something that I know that I feel stuck with that I am having a hard time releasing on my own through my meditations, then I would do a little journey for myself.
And you would do that by yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Have you
Yeah.
done ayahuasca?
Oh my gosh. I've done ayahuasca 4 times. That was several years ago. Did not have any good result from it. I feel like I was just, it was too much. I had a lot that I was purging, and I feel like it was a never-ending purge. And I believe in plant medicine. I just believe that we need to first be grounded and do heart work before we can do plant like spirit work, because ayahuasca is very spirit, psilocybin is very spirit, and spirit just gives it to you hard. Whatever you need, boom, you got it. That's it. So they don't understand how the body needs to take it slow. And there is no foundation because there could be so much that comes up. And if we're not open to receive it, then we're not really getting much out of the ayahuasca. That's my belief and through my experience.
Your experience, yeah, not part of my experience. No,
Oh, you had a good experience with ayahuasca?
I haven't done it.
Oh, okay. Are you
No.
contemplating on doing it?
No,
No, okay.
I'm done with stuff like
Okay.
that.
Yeah. I would say that even now, knowing what I know about ayahuasca and the plant medicine, because I did do part of my journey that helped me get to where I am now, was doing some plant medicine, which was for the heart, to open up the heart. However, we don't need it. We don't need the medicine. The medicine just helps us to break through the mind and go within. And so I've learned to do a lot of my own journeys without medicine, without even psilocybin, through meditations by going within and setting the intentions of what I want, which is what I used to get out of the heart.
And that's beautiful. And I do that a lot with music and dance.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of music you listen to, but it is I one of the things that I like to do also is put on music in the morning. And especially this woman, she sings and I start singing, even though I'm a terrible singer. I just start singing in my house and just
Oh,
opening up the throat chakra and allowing things to flow.
yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I play music. Well, you see guitars everywhere,
Yes, I do.
but I play music and sing and drum. My husband plays music too. We've been playing together for 40 years.
Wow.
Plays didgeridoo, and I love sound baths, and I love gongs and didgeridoo and vibrational healing and that kind of work. But I also do a lot of moving meditations. As a dancer, I have a global dance company. I've taught dance around the world. I do a lot of moving meditation.
I love that.
Yeah. And that takes me to that space. Whatever the tool is, right? Whatever works for
Exactly.
you. But
Right.
it's important to be able to get to that place, to find the time to give to yourself. To get to that place.
I absolutely agree.
And as a coach, that's what I find the most is that so many women don't give themselves time. Like even what you said earlier is like back then you didn't have the time. You were always doing stuff for your husband and your kid or whatever. The invisible workload can overtake us. Those to-do lists can overtake us. The nurturing that we do as women, which is a gorgeous thing, except we have to take care of ourselves first.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel that communication is so if someone is married, right? If you're in a marriage and you feel like you're not able to take care of yourself, the communication aspect is very important to honor yourself and to be able to say, look, I really need this much time for myself every day, or this amount of times a week. Let's figure out how we can make this happen so that I can have that while the baby is being taken care of, or whatever the situation is. And I find it comes a difficult conversation sometimes, but this is the work to honor ourselves. But even before that, realizing that there's a need for it. Most of us are not willing to put the time and effort into it because they don't think that it's important. They look at it and like, oh, what's the big deal? But there are so many benefits to be able to meditate. And it's not just to have a peace of mind in that moment, but it really regulates the nervous system and allows you to be able to be more aware on a daily basis. There's a lot more, but it brings your spiritual growth. It elevates you on so many levels. And I just feel like
Well, and
how.
we all strive for that connection, and we don't even know sometimes what that connection is because we haven't given ourselves the time to get there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping to bring out there, is to help people understand. In order for you to be able to get to where you want to be, you need to look within first. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Absolutely. Beautiful, Alan. Thank you. Wow, that's great. So, what's next for you?
I'm actually putting together a 5-week program to help people learn. It's mainly like an evolutionary path kind of thing. It opens you up to be able to learn how to meditate, because a lot of people that I talk to right now are telling me the same thing. I've got this to-do list and I don't know, and I keep getting all these, and I've learned, because I can tell you I was there. And I've learned ways to be able to get past it that has helped me. So I am putting that program together to help people understand what that evolutionary path looks like, get them started with these little meditations, or getting to know themselves in going within, and be
Beautiful.
able to learn what manifestation really is all about, so that they can be able to use those techniques and manifest the life that they want.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Wow, you're bringing such beautiful work to the world.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to experiencing your movement.
Yeah. Well, get that going. So, thank you everybody out in Heart and Hustle Land. And I will share all of Ellen's contact information so that you can get in touch with her if that's a calling for you. And Ellen, thank you for spending time with me today. And
Thank you for having
I'm
me.
so glad we found the time to do this.
Thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to working with you in the future, and your beautiful work that you're doing, and connecting with anyone who needs guidance.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. My loves out there, again, thank you for spending time with us today. Thank you for being here on this journey with me and all the beautiful people I get to share with you, which is so exciting. And until we meet again, many blessings. Love you.